Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 238 of Beyond the Supernatural, or should I say tonight we're discussing page 238. The whole end of this season is all being recorded in one recording session in one hotel room. Time is wearing on. I started out fresh-faced, tackling this bestiary with all that I had, cup of coffee in hand, raring to go. Then we got in my Krabby's period. Things got a little carried away with the Boshalas, the Dar Otas. Time wore on. The sun set. Now, here we are. As I record, it is about 11:06, and I'm back to coffee. I've still got some backup Krabby's waiting for me, but I need a little pick-me-up to keep recording into the night, especially in the face of this, a huge disappointment here on page 238. Today we begin what's going to be a three-page journey talking about the Devil Ghost. And I don't know how much I have to say on this page. There's an illustration, for one thing. You can check out the Instagram to see an illustration of the Devil Ghost. I think it's important that you see this illustration, even though I'm not going to talk about it in detail, because it's part of the great disappointment of this page, the very simple, dumbest thing, which is that this monster is a pale, a flat, a cowardly adaptation of the Mothman urban legend. Here's the thing. I'm no expert about Mothman, but of course I've heard of Mothman. It's an urban legend. It's an alleged extraterrestrial. It's an unusual cryptid kind of being. Red eyes, wings, supposedly showed up in West Virginia, and it was associated with the collapse of the Silver Bridge, which killed a lot of people. And then this was elaborated later. There were books about it trying to suss out the weird connection between this monster and the accident and all kinds of like larger UFO stuff. Again, I'm not an expert. The key thing to know is that Mothman represents a kind of monster, two kinds of monster, really, that are pitifully underrepresented in Beyond the Supernatural. They're a really natural fit for the game. Aliens and cryptids. Mothman is or may be an extraterrestrial. Mothman definitely is a cryptid. I mean, I'm not saying top five. I think that maybe would be a stretch. But certainly, like top 10 cryptids, Mothman's got to be on that list. And you would think that aliens would be a big part of a game that is, from the cover on down, a ripoff of the X-Files in many ways. You would think that cryptids would be a big deal in a game about paranormal investigators that's got a whole goddamn skill section about wilderness survival and another whole goddamn skill section about horsemanship. What are you supposed to chase through the prairies if not cryptids? Demons? Demons don't run on the prairie. Jackalopes run on the prairie. Not to say that I like your chances of lassoing a jackalope, but it could be done. In principle, it could be done. I am gravely disappointed at the lack of aliens and cryptids in Beyond the Supernatural, but I had come to peace with it, and then here comes this shit. The Devil Ghost. The quote-unquote Devil Ghost. Bad enough that this monster, based on Mothman, is not Mothman, but instead of being Mothman, it is a quote Devil Ghost that is only kind of a devil and is not a ghost at all. Here, let me take a moment. Let me waste your time by telling you what this monster is, which is much less interesting than what it isn't. Quote, "The Devil Ghost is a terrible winged monstrosity with glowing red eyes, massive bat wings covered in a fine fur on the outer side, and walks on a pair of V-shaped legs that resemble those of an insect." Okay, Mothman. Gotcha. Quote, "Its body is a hulking skeleton with reddish-black or dark brown skin pulled tight over its body." And then there's a lot more here about physical appearance. It's got little spines on it, it's got talons, the face looks like a rotting skull. Here's the Mothman part. Quote, "The creature's most dramatic appearances in the United States surrounded what has become known as the Mothman sightings, in which the fiend made dramatic appearances, convinced locals it was some sort of extraterrestrial, and was associated with a disaster that cost dozens of lives." So there it is, plain as day. This is not an allusion to the Mothman mythos. Dare I say mythos? Yes, I dare. It deserves that respect. This is an outright statement. Hey, you've heard of a Mothman? This is Mothman, only it's not Mothman. What is it? A devil ghost. Oh wait, it's not that either. Quote, "Although it is called the devil, quote, ghost, it is not a wraith, but a tangible creature of great physical size, 10 feet/3 meters tall, and strength. It is called a, quote, ghost because it likes to lurk in the shadows and manipulate events without anyone realizing." Where do I even start with this bullshit? First of all, it's only a, quote, unquote, ghost, not an actual ghost, which apparently is a wraith, which isn't in this book because wraith starts with a letter of the alphabet that comes after H, And the bestiary was truncated at H because the author ran out of page count. So we don't get any real ghosts in this book. Just a couple of ghosts that aren't really ghosts, including this one. Secondly, not only is it not a real ghost, it's tangible. I'm not a stickler. You can call yourself a ghost if you are a supervillain who can walk through walls. Red Ghost, Ivan Kragov, the Fantastic Four villain. I would say among Soviet supervillain primates who gained their powers from exposure to cosmic rays on the way to the moon, Red Ghost is easily my fourth favorite, maybe third. I never really got into that orangutan. He calls himself a ghost. He's not a ghost. He's not dead. But you know what he is? Immaterial, intangible. He can walk through walls, which is the essential qualification of a ghost, as far as I'm concerned. The devil ghost doesn't walk through walls. Not only not immaterial, also 10 feet tall, huge, impossible to miss, even when he chooses to, quote, lurk in the shadows, just like a ghost does. Except ghosts don't do that because they're invisible. You know what they also don't do? Quote, manipulate events without anyone realizing. When's the last time you heard a ghost story about a ghost manipulating events without ever being noticed? Never. Because if no one noticed them, wouldn't be a ghost story. Ghosts work hard to get noticed. That's the whole point of a ghost story. You're dead. You're invisible. Nobody's paying attention to you. You want something real bad, you start throwing dishes around. Maybe somebody pays attention, takes care of shit for you. You hope. But not this devil ghost. This devil ghost is a big 10-foot tall, red-eyed, winged thing with a head like a rotting skull that just likes to sit back and be inconspicuous and manipulate situations from behind the scenes. Which, I hate how that's implemented, by the way, but we'll get to that tomorrow. Today, the point is this. The Mothman is a mysterious figure. Lots of speculation, lots of theorizing, lots of juicy extraterrestrial and cryptid stuff you could get into if you chose to do so. Lots of options that, if you didn't want to dig into them, you could at least leave them open. You could say, the Laszlo Agency has studied the Mothman creature and has so far been unable to connect it to any existing mythology about a demonic or extra-dimensional creature. Whether the Mothman is the very first visitor from some unknown dimension, whether he is, as is sometimes claimed, a visitor from another planet, remains unknown. That's all you'd have to say. Remains unknown. You could have made Mothman a mystery. If you're not going to actually make him from space or whatever, or you're not going to make him some kind of like mutant natural creature with like natural psychic powers, any kind of cool shit you want to come up with, you could have just said one of the few truly unexplained creatures in the annals of the Laszlo Agency. That would have been fine. Instead, you took the Mothman mythos, which has not too many really defined points to it, and you explained it away with this nonsensical devil ghost creature whose defining gimmick is that it is inconspicuous and manipulates situations from behind the scenes. Whereas if you look at the behavior of the actual urban legend Mothman, what you find him doing is flying on his giant wings with his giant fucking red eyes and practically handing out Mothman business cards to the inhabitants of West Virginia. Tomorrow we're going to get into the MO of the devil ghost, which is bullshit in its own right. But for today, the dumbest thing, it's quite simple, I just want to focus on it. The one and only thing we know about Mothman from real life accounts is that he shows up and people see, hey, that's a red-eyed Mothman. That's basically all we have to go on. So when you change him into a being who prefers to go unseen, hide in the shadows, operate without anyone knowing he's there, it's like if you made a monster called the Mummy Chupacabra, and it was like, the Mummy Chupacabra is neither truly a mummy nor a chupacabra. In fact, the Mummy Chupacabra is the basis of the Slender Man mythology. But of course, the true Mummy Chupacabra is a squat being that wears sweatpants. It's like, nice shooting, Tex. What kind of sights you got on that gun that you managed to open up a spray like that and completely miss Mummy, Chupacabra, and Slender Man? I feel the same way here. I don't get devil, I don't get ghost, I don't get Mothman. Three perfectly good ideas for monsters that could have been in this book, wasted. I'll grant you we got some demonic creatures scattered around, but not like a real classic devil like this could have been, at least. Like that's the least interesting thing on this list is devil, but at least it could have been an actual devil that seems like a devil. Instead, this is nothing. This is mealy-mouthed bullshit. This is, oh, the true explanation behind Mothman, that thing where people saw a moth-like red-eyed cryptid humanoid. It's like a devil, and his head looks like a skull, and he's got red eyes, but he doesn't actually like, he doesn't go near people, he doesn't see people. They call him a ghost, but that's just because he's like shy, basically. You know what, fine, like, I'm not Kevin Sabita, I'm not Victor Laszlo. He didn't seem too shy to me when he was flying down the road, trailing motorists in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, but I'm not writing this fucking book, so whatever. You can do whatever you want, just no false advertising, please. This entry should have been called the red-eyed, skull-headed introvert, and, starting with R, it should have been cut for alphabetical reasons. Join me next time as we elaborate upon the methods and motives of the Devil Ghost, which align peculiarly well with the motives and methods of a frustrating game master on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.